Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Page, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
Hey, Jimmy being a jerk this morning.
What?
Jimmy
what?
Jerk Jackie.
Where is he?
You're doing, it's your rejoin week and all your songs about the bayou today.
Yeah, they're all kind of somewhat Cajun themed.
Again, pointing out, you picked them.
I did.
He's trolling.
He is trolling.
Well, last year, the day after the national championship, I played the Tiger Rag for every rejoin.
Well, yeah. So somewhat of a
still
receipt.
Trolling.
Could have done it again today for every rejoin. The other one. Theirs ain't as good, though.
We're doing the once-a-month all-advice show, Your Problems. We'll try to find you some advice. We don't have any for you. 1-800-774-0093. That is 1-800-774-0093. Just go in order that we already have them. Remaining anonymous, Fat Boy?
Yeah.
All right, let's say hello to anonymous number one. Good morning.
Oh, hey, good morning. How's it going?
Well, sir, I've been told you're very nervous. Don't be nervous.
Yeah, no need to be nervous.
We're all friends here. Are you a longtime listener?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've listened for a long time, especially the all-advice shows, you know. But
they're
I don't know,
favorite.
It never really occurred to me before now to call in, though. So it's a little different.
Yeah. Well, what's your problem? Yeah. What's your problem,
well,
buddy?
Pal?
Well... I'm dating a girl for about a year now, and you know, she's great. She's really sweet. She's really hot. She's 22 and I'm 24, and everything's great except for there's one issue. Like, I mean, she has issues. She has like PTSD from like her childhood and some stuff with her parents and just different things like. She's just, you know, and I feel bad, you know, she's not like a veteran or anything, but it was just kind of the stuff when she was growing up. There was a lot of heavy things and it took a toll. And so now she gets like night terrors and these nightmares and just she wakes up and in her like I wake up and she's next to me in her sleep and she's like punching and beating the crap out of me, like laying there. Flipping out and throwing elbows and, you know, she's throwing kicks and punches and bites. And she goes like, she's not conscious when she's doing it, but you know, she gave me a bloody nose. You know, it's terrible. And I'm like, I feel bad because she, you know.
You know, it's something to be said that when you mentioned PTSD, it's truly 99% of society only associates it with serving, you know, in our armed forces.
Yeah.
Some kind of thing from that. But when she's having these night terrors or bad dreams or what, have you asked her, like, are you dreaming something back from your childhood? You don't have to say what her issues were, but...
Yeah, well... She doesn't, I mean, it's not like she doesn't come out of it like she's having bad dreams or nightmares. Like she just comes out of it and it's almost like she didn't know what was going on. And the only thing that's weird that I've noticed is like the last few, it doesn't happen every night, but the last few times it's happened, it was like that night or like the night after, like she'd gotten annoyed with me or we'd have an argument. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not saying like, I don't think she's like doing this like on purpose, but I'm wondering if I'm setting something off, you know, like we argued about what movie we wanted to go to. And then that night, you know, it happened. But the night before it happened.
You think she's beating like, well, you're not saying that she's faking the night terrors, but
Are you saying maybe she's taking liberties with the night terrors?
I don't know. I mean, she claims she's completely out of it and everything, but, you know, and I don't think she can control it, but maybe subliminally she's mad at me, or, you know, she got, if we were have a fight or an argument or something, and then that set something off, it triggers. I don't know how triggers work and things. I don't know. But
neither does Fat Boy. Mm-hmm. He doesn't at all. So
I just don't know how to handle it, because, like, I love everything else about her, but I can't sleep in the same bed next to her.
Is she in any type of counseling? Has she been in any type of counseling? Because surely this has come up, if she has been.
She's not right now, because she doesn't have, like, good insurance, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, when she was younger, and, you know, she had counselors and was...
Yeah.
It was there was definitely people up until a point, but no, not lately.
Yeah. Well, I mean... You know, look, it's not that you're triggered. I mean, she was doing these before you, so it's not like it's something that it's a little bit of paranoia on your part to think that maybe she's trying to beat your ass on purpose.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's happened before me, because, like, she's never shared a bed with somebody before me.
Oh.
So she may, sure she has. You know what I'm saying? Like she's young. She's 22. Like, she's had other boyfriends, but, like, I'm the first... You know, boyfriend, she moved out of her finally out of her mama's house and is you know, living at my place. So I don't know that she's ever had an opportunity to hit somebody.
Oh, come on. She spent the night with a guy before. I mean, let's not be crazy. I mean, or a friend or you know, a cousin. I mean, you slept in the same bed with somebody.
You might have gone camping and beat up everybody in a tent.
Look,
all I'm saying is I don't know of other instances or other people.
You need to ask her. Because people are going to look at this from the outside and think you're in some kind of domestic violence situation at your house and your girl's beating your butt.
Yeah. I mean, does part of you think some of this is on purpose?
I don't think it's on purpose. I don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist or a doctor or anything, so I don't know.
But you said you think the nights when this, so it doesn't happen every night, but the nights.
It doesn't happen every night. Yeah. It's like nights when she's stressed extra or, you know, or angry or
maybe
something.
Maybe that's why my dad would go sleep on the couch, is because, you know, he would stress out my mom, and then maybe she would start knocking him around in the bed.
Uh-oh. Maybe.
Not in a good way. Yeah. You got to talk to her about this. This is just plain as it can be. You're just going to have to sit down. You ain't got to ask her to explain stuff about her childhood. You don't need to bring all that stuff up. But you got to say, look, man, this is getting old fast, and you know, I don't know. I don't know how you've been in a relationship for a year and this hasn't come up before.
Yeah, I guess it takes time to get it to wear on you that much.
I got it. It'd take twice for it to happen. Yeah. And then I'd be like, hey. You talk too much. That's why she's beating you up. You're talking too much. You don't listen well.
I'm just saying, I have talked to her about this before.
And what did she say?
She, you know, she's just like, hey, you know, sorry, but this is just part of my condition. You know, she's like, this is me, better or worse. Take it or leave it.
Separate beds.
Several months ago, I had a thing where I was napping on the couch, just sitting there, kicked up on the ottoman and all that. And my dog's laying on the couch beside me. And I had some kind of bad dream where I was in a fight or something. And as I woke up, it was right after I just smacked my dog pretty hard right on the backside.
Yeah.
I felt awful about that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I felt terrible. I was like, I got down off the couch and I'm hugging up on the dog. Aww. And I felt terrible.
Nap terror.
Because I'd smacked my dog in the middle of a bad dream.
Yeah.
I mean, and you say, well, you know, sorry. This is how it is.
Right.
It's kind of matter of fact. I'd feel terrible if I was doing that to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't just shrug it off. I'd feel awful. I think most people feel awful. I've known people. I had a good friend of mine who had a buddy of his that I got to know a little bit. I can't say I'm friends with the guy, but no, he was a veteran, and he kind of had some of that going on. And
yeah.
He had a wife who was real supportive, and, yeah, I mean, he'd wake up, like, fighting in the bed in his sleep or whatever. but, with her.
But let me ask you this, sir. And I'll pull back on what I was saying there, because I know you're real nervous and everything, but can you see yourself being in a relationship where you go sleep in another bed at night? Like, looking down the road, I know stand by your man, stand by your woman, but if she's reacting this way frequently and no kind of medication's helping, can you see yourself sleeping in another bed? Because if you can't, it's got to be fixed.
Yeah. As opposed to leaving her, I would sleep on the couch or whatever.
Several people are texting in to bind her before bedtime, but that could be dangerous if she got up to go to the bathroom.
House fire. Yeah anything like
intruders.
That. Intruders, yeah. You said the bloody nose, like, is it always like getting punched in the nose or like getting punched in the lip or getting punched in the eye? Is it ever like on the arm or the shoulder or the, like, on the chest? You know, is it always
nut shots
in the grapes or on the face?
Is
it targeted?
I've definitely caught it in the groin. I caught once. I caught a knee, and that hurt, as you can imagine. More often than not, it's somewhere that stings quite a bit. Yeah, she caught me in the nose, and she caught me, in the jaw, a little, almost like an uppercut, and once in a while, an arm or something. A lot of times, I throw my arms up to try to protect myself, so I'll catch one in the wrist.
And then you go back to sleep, or do you go to the couch? Like, you sit there, you take a shot of the jaw, and then you just say, okay, well, everything's fine now, I'll go back to sleep?
No, it takes a long time to go back to sleep. I get up. Example, when my nose was bloody, I had to get up and I go look myself over and
make sure you're not gonna
I'll lay out
on the
couch. I'll lay on the couch and and try to get a little bit, but okay. It's just so tough,
If it's always in like the in the groin or in the face, that almost seems like it could be potentially targeted if it's always going for like the money shot instead of just bouncing off your bicep or your shoulder.
Does Kevlar make pajamas? that's the question. You want to take line two at the same time? You tell me.
We might want to wait.
Okay. All right. Anonymous, this is what I think that we say to you, and some folks are going to talk to you here with some advice. You've got to set her down and talk to her about this. Make sure she's got plenty of coffee. She doesn't fall asleep and snooze off and starts punching you in the ding-a-ling.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the thing, she's got to get back into counseling. She just does.
Got some kind of medication, something. I mean, dude, I have epilepsy. I have to take medication for seizures. If I don't, I could start convulsing again.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it's been like 15 months, but you never know. So some medication, some counseling, otherwise... This is going to be, besides this, everything's fine, right?
Everything else is A-okay.
Yeah, all right. You gotta talk to her about this. Otherwise, it's going to be wrecked. You ain't going to sleep. You're going to be pissed at her. And then you're sitting here on one side, sitting here thinking she's doing it on purpose, which is what some people are now saying, which is very odd to me.
Yeah.
She is really remorseful.
Yeah. Anonymous, what do we say? Goodbye?
Good luck.
All right. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
And call us back. Let us know how everything's going or email us or something, okay?
All right. I will do that. Thank you all for having me on the show. I do enjoy listening to you.
You got it. And sorry if I was being kind of a dickhead earlier. I think we're just having communication issues. All right. Thank you.
It's all good. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
Yeah. Maybe she could sleep with boxing gloves on and he could wear like the Olympic headwear.
Yeah, that's comfortable.
All right. A lot of people are saying this. Let's just go to D-Wayne first.
Yeah.
D-Wayne, or is it Dwayne? Let's ask him. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it D-Wayne or
good
Dwayne?
Good morning. Dwayne.
Dwayne. Also.
Yeah.
You think she's kicking his ass on purpose?
Oh, God, yeah, man. It's hilarious. She is. I was with a girl one time, man, and she used to do that to me in my sleep and blame it on it, on night terrors and stuff, bro. And I just... And I couldn't sleep, and I would watch her raise up and hit me, and she would lay back down. And, I mean, she's whooping his butt on purpose. It's not funny. I lived for a minute.
I'd be hiding the camera just to see.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'd start.
Oh, man, she's doing it on purpose, bro.
I would hide a camera just to see if she's, like, waking up and sitting up in the bed, just, you know, getting it and then just unloading on him. Just to make sure.
If she set up Undertaker style, first of all, it would scare the hell out of me. And she'd draw back on me. My Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I would get up on her knees and just rain down with everything she had, man. She would have been flipped quick.
And how did you solve this?
She would have pissed out of me. Just got tired of closing my eyes. And her room was dark, and I watched her raise up. I felt her get up. I seen her raise up, and boom.
How scary.
So are you still with her?
Oh, Lord, no. That was 10 years ago. No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm glad you got it figured out, D-Wayne. You have a good morning, sir.
You too, buddy.
All right, thanks, Dwayne.
Thanks, Dwayne.
I couldn't imagine that. just being in a sound sleep and having someone give you a bloody nose.
I mean,
my gosh.
He says she laid back down.
Oh, my God.
All right, we need a break?
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue with your calls, 1-800-774-0093. We have Anna on hold, who wants to comment about sleeping with a PTSD guy.
Yeah, well, about the sleeping PTSD
guy. We don't know that they had sex, but they were in the same bed.
Well, I don't even know if that's the case.
Yeah, who knows? 1-800-774-0093 is the once-a-month all-advice show on the Rise Guys Guys.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. It is 8:33. We're doing the All Advice Show, 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to Nick on line 3. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Well, sir, it says you got some advice for the last young man that called.
Yeah, yes, sir. I was a fireman, and I was also in the military, and I was diagnosed with severe PTSD.
Well, thank you for your service.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Ben. You know, the gentleman was explaining that his girlfriend, fiance, whoever she was, that she was having night terrors or even flashbacks in her sleep. You know, when I came home and I was working as a fireman, I didn't originally have issues to start off with. It took a few years. I ran some really nasty calls. I ran some murder calls. And those calls were triggers for me. I was married at the time. Mm-hmm. And I remember one situation. This situation completely destroyed me. Me and my wife were in bed. I was asleep, and I started reliving an experience that happened overseas. Mm-hmm. And I lost it in my sleep, and I started fighting. I had accidentally hit her in my sleep. Luckily, my wife was very understanding. When I came to, I had tears in my eyes. I was apologizing, begging for her forgiveness, but she was very understanding. My advice to him is, if she truly cares, and she would feel remorse for what she does. She's not going to feel remorse for her condition. Sounds to me like if she truly has PTSD, that she has come to terms and saying it is what it is, and she's just living that way. But that's not the way to be. There is help out there. She's a female. If she's been battered, if she's been abused, they have women's shelters and women's facilities that offer free counseling, because PTSD is very common.
And very hard to get to do on your own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the best advice I can give him is to be supportive if that's the case. Man up, put his big boy pants on, set her down, tell her how he feels, and tell her, we're going to get help together. I will be there for you. Because my wife, she has done that. She did that. That next morning, I immediately went to my chain of command and told them, look, there's a problem. I need help. You know, and that's going to be one of the biggest steps between both of them, supporting each other and admitting there's a problem.
Let me tell you something. What a real man you are to not only go over there and fight, you know, for our freedoms, and then come back and then you decide to stay a servant and become a fireman and all that. So God bless you, Nick.
Honorable.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate it. To me, I was just doing a job. You know, I enjoyed it. It was a passion, a calling. But to me, I was just doing a job.
Yeah.
And if I can help anybody and make a difference in anybody's day for the better, then I'm doing my job now. And the best advice I can give him and her is to truly care about each other is sit down and be an open book, because that's the only way you're going to get through it. PTSD, it can be the most intolerable thing you can deal with, or it can actually draw you closer together.
Yeah, yeah.
Decisions they make, and like I said, if she truly cares for him, I
think your phone is going in and out, brother. Well, yeah, we'll have to let that go. It's going in and out. Thank you so much, and again, thanks, thank you for your service.
Yeah, man, some good insight there too.
1-800-774-0093. Let's hear the opposite of that, perhaps. Talk to P1 Ghost Girl, has a dissenting opinion, maybe. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Look at this bright ray of sunshine on the phone.
I'm a morning person. What can I say?
Well, I ain't. But anyway, let's talk about your situation here. You say you can't be held responsible for what you do in your sleep.
No, it's your subconscious. You can't be held accountable for what you do in your sleep. You can get help, like the gentleman before me said, but what you do in your sleep, you can't be held accountable. Me, personally, I'm a very rough sleeper, and I have a habit of beating the ever-living dickens out of my husband. We laugh about it the next morning. Sometimes he sleeps on the couch. Sometimes I sleep in the recliner chair out there. But, you know, sometimes what you sleep is what you sleep. And you can't get mad about it the next day. You can't get all paranoid that they're beating you up. You just got to go with the flow.
Yeah.
You got to put on your big boy pants, and you've got to deal with what's at hand. And if you can't sleep in the same bed, make alternate arrangements. If you can't do that, then maybe you ain't meant to be together.
Mm-hmm. What if she is waking him up and punching him in the face while he's asleep, though?
And then blaming it on some kind of trauma.
Hey, what if she were doing that? That's messed up.
Well, see, that's a totally separate thing that I ain't qualified to talk about.
Yeah, same here, Chick-a-Lick. Have a good morning, Ghost Girl.
You too. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
That's just scary behavior.
I thought she was calling to talk to the manager at first.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you can, look.
Pop me.
You have to be able to be accountable for what you do in your sleep to a degree. You know, you have people who say they sleep drive and do all this stuff. It's still, you got to be held accountable for it.
Yeah, I mean, you do. If she's doing it in her sleep, it's one thing. If she's waking up and punching him in the face, that's again, totally different, like Ghost Girl said.
Yeah. Let's go. Oh, man. Lead me, fat boy.
Anonymous.
Oh, Anonymous on 4. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing well. It says here that you also have PTSD. May I ask from what? Or if you don't want to say, you don't have to.
Sexual abuse at a young age and very physical, emotional abuse in my early 20s in a relationship.
And do you have the night terrors from that?
I do. Sometimes it's just waking up with the screams and the cries and just kind of whimpering from reliving or dreaming something you've been through. And other times it can be swinging at whoever you think is coming after you.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the gentleman before said, it's key to talk to your partner, and it's key to talk to your family and to be able to say, I know this is happening, but I need help, and to be able to work through it so that everybody understands, because it's not something you can battle on your own. It's just, you know, it's been 20 plus years and counseling and a lot of support from family, and I still suffer daily from it.
Yeah. Do you take any kind of sleeping medication?
I have, but to be honest with you, most of it does not work. The anxiety is just
too great,
so deep.
Yeah,
you know, and you don't sleep. You know, people ask, why would you rather sleep during the day and work at night? And it's because that's when other people in my house are awake, so that I feel safe to sleep and know that I can close my eyes. And that's something that I've had to deal with for a long time, is just not sleeping because you're afraid to.
And that sucks. Mm. That sucks. Well, listen, thanks for being, hell, I'll say it. Thanks for being brave and calling in and saying that. We appreciate you.
Being willing to share that.
All right. Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Have a good
appreciate
morning.
You.
Thank you. Appreciate you more. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to Anna. Hey, Anna.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you? Everybody's in much better mood than we are. Everybody's like, hey, what's up,
guys? What's up? How's it going?
Do this.
Anna, you have a comment about the about sleeping with someone who has PTSD.
Yes. I don't. I know you guys have said that several people are texting and calling in saying that she's faking it. It's intentional. I don't. I mean, she may or may not be. I was with somebody for 10 years that was an absolute nutcase, and I could see her doing something like that. But on the end of being the person with PTSD from an emotionally abusive relationship, I don't really see that. I mean, that would take a really twisted kind of nutcase to do that. You know what I mean?
I think so.
I don't see that. But, you know, whether it's night terrors or dreams or flashbacks, if she really has the PTSD, I mean, that's obviously an issue. I can't remember the guy's name now.
He didn't say.
But if he's... Oh, okay, that's right, yeah. If he's committed to her and he cares about her and loves her and wants to make the relationship work, I think they should definitely have counseling together. Regardless, I think she should be just because if it's creating that much of an issue when she's obviously trying to rest and sleep. I used to have really bad flashback dreams. I wouldn't call them night terrors, but I would wake up and not really even remember what I was dreaming about. Just that feeling that you know you've dreamed something, but you know, and the general feeling that I was trying to, you know, either get away from a situation or was being chased or just that kind of general feeling you have in a nightmare, but not really knowing what happened. But there again, you know, I think together as a couple, they're going to need help, obviously. But there is help for her either way, whether they want to maintain that relationship and make it work or not, you know, or he does or just whatever. There's definitely help out there. I think it was Nick that was talking about how much help there is. And he said it very well, everything that he said. You know, there's all kinds of help that she can get. But it's going to be hard for him for Anonymous just to flat out talk to her.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right, Anna. I don't think I could have said it better myself, and I tried to 14 times.
Hope you got unlimited minutes.
Yeah. Time-wise, can we take another call here, Fat Boy?
Yeah.
Let's go to P1 Fireballs on line 3. Good morning.
What's up, guys?
How it is, sir?
How you doing? Long time no talk to you. I'm back in the upstate.
I thought we pissed you off.
It's been a long time. You just got back.
Yep, just got back to the upstate. I was a firefighter for 25 years. And within the last year, was diagnosed with PTSD.
Oh, okay.
Now, my wife has woken me up in the middle of the night saying that I was fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, is she doing this on purpose? It's possible. Does she have real issues? That's possible too. I mean, PTSD is one of those things. I mean, even though it's very common, people are still learning a lot about it.
Yeah, but don't you think though, Fireballs, is after all this time, he's been with this girl for a year, they're living together or whatever. Isn't it odd that A, they haven't talked about it yet, and B, that he thinks she might be doing it on purpose? Like, there's bigger, deeper issues here. If he thinks that she's beating his ass on purpose and blaming it on PTSD, that's an issue.
That's very possible. You know, I mean, I can agree with that. If she's not talking with him about this situation, you know, openly,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, she could be very well being a bee, you know, and just enjoys inflicting pain on the dude. Yeah. Who knows?
I know what you mean. Yeah. I know. Listen, you don't be a stranger, my friend. Welcome back to the upstate.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you guys.
All right. See you, Fireman.
He fixes Xboxes, too.
Yeah, he does.
Oh.
All right, man. Let's we continue on with the calls, but I think we've narrowed out the whole PTSD thing. And I don't think she's faking it. I think that he's paranoid. He should seek treatment for paranoia.
But if he wants to be sure, he could put a camera in there and make sure.
He could. all right. The All Advice Show continues. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. You can be anonymous. Call in right now.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:50. One thing that really strikes me is maybe we're all a little paranoid because this text sent into the CVM text line 72341. Guys, I work in social work. PTSD is the most overused excuse to try to get some kind of disability in the state of South Carolina. Well, look.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
I would say if you're in that line of work, then you need to, you know, figure out the bullet points of what that means then.
Yeah, I mean, look. Not
the bullet. What's the word I'm trying to look for? The attributes.
It is a very tricky thing. It's a very real thing. Okay. It's a very severe thing. It's a very serious thing for a lot of people. But there are those who will exploit it and use it as a tool for manipulating those around them. I've seen it firsthand. I've been there. I've seen that in my own life. It sucks.
Right. Yeah. What, people using BSing stuff to get disability?
Using a PTSD diagnosis later on to try to manipulate the people around them.
Oh, yeah.
Try to exploit that.
Yeah.
For whatever reason they want to manipulate at that time.
Yeah. But that's, I mean,
it's not everybody.
Is it fair to say those people have some kind of mental condition, though?
I imagine, yeah.
I mean, they folks, let me say this. There's a lot of therapy needed. And I know, like the guy said earlier, that you don't have insurance. It's tough to find that sometimes. But, man, there's people I know here in the upstate for sure that there's still plenty of people to talk to, no matter what your situation is. There's folks out there that will talk to you. But if y'all got all these questions and all these different things going on, you are not a pussy if you go to someone and say, I need some therapy. I need someone to talk to. You're not. As a grown man, when I had to go to the therapy for the first time, I felt like a loser. I was like, oh, I'm a grown-ass man. Why I got to go pay somebody to go talk to them?
Yeah.
Don't even know me, and they're going to judge me and self-diagnose me. Smartest move I ever made in my whole life.
Yeah, I mean, years ago, a good friend of mine, some people in his family suggested that he go to therapy, go to counseling, and he got mad about it. I've seen that happen to people, too. But when he got mad about it, I'm going to quote him. His exact words were, I don't need therapy. I'm not retarded.
Mm-hmm.
End quote.
Yeah.
Oh, you want.
Well, yes, for saying that. Let's go to Anonymous. Oh, wow. Cheating allegations. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning, y'all. How are you today?
Well, sir. Who's cheating? You're getting allegated against?
There's no evidence of the physical cheating. I found it in the phone. I found 146 texts from Friday to Sunday morning. We'll just be language present and say shower pictures of old boy in the shower sent to her. And
oh, Lord.
I guess her videos were deleted, evidently, because there was comments made in there about how one needs to come up here and be with the other one in explicit ways. And, When things are happening with me, the present, they're thinking of the other person, and I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Why'd you pick up the phone and look? I'm not saying
because I found something the week before Thanksgiving. I found the same problem, and it was supposedly squashed because they said they had too much to drink, and it was in too deep of conversation.
Okay. So then you said, well, let's see if it's still
going on. I give it the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
You know, I give it the benefit of the doubt. It's been a month. You know, we had Christmas, and it was awesome, and spent all kinds of money and did all kinds of things. And no intimate relations at all in the past month, though. None at all. Yeah. And then I just, Sunday morning, I woke up and said something. Tells me, look in the phone. And she had just went to bed at 9 o'clock in the morning from drinking all night. And I guess having phone doings with
old dude,
this other person.
Yeah.
Yeah, old boy. I mean, Facebook is not a good thing, I guess.
Well, for Thursdays I mean, it is, but so
yeah, this is Thursdays, your yeah for fussing. It.
This is your wife. You say how long you've been married?
This is my wife. We've been married 5 years. She doesn't work. I do everything financially. Take care of the house,
kids.
Bring her whatever she wants. She does whatever she wants.
You got kids?
No kids. No kids.
What's the problem?
Got a dog and a couple cats.
I hear some resentment in your voice as you describe that. You know, she doesn't work. You pay all the bills.
You do everything.
Yeah, there's some resentment here already, which is
right.
the thing that ends most the vast majority of relationships.
She doesn't want to work.
Okay.
Made the offer to take her to work, and she wants to do the home life.
You at least got a dog she can take care of?
A dog? Yeah, I take care of the dog. My dog.
So what does she do then? Like day to day, what does she do with her time, with her life, with herself?
She draw a check from anybody?
No.
No.
Does she just like exist? Just drink and nothing else?
She cleans the house and does her thing. I don't know. She sleeps most days and up all night on Facebook.
Okay, then,
like,
are you doing the pros and cons of this relationship right now? Because it seems like the cons is way, way, way higher than the pros.
Yeah.
The pros, yeah. And, I mean, I've made good money, but we're always broke because it's always getting spent on wants and things that aren't necessarily needed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I think you need to, I think you need us to tell you that you need to, this yeah. needs to be done with. I think you need to hear
need
from
to
somebody.
Bail.
Yeah, the hell you do, yes.
Yeah, I mean, she's in a bad place just in life in general. I mean, I don't know if it's some kind of severe depression or what. She's
laziness.
Not, she's not doing well. But, you know, a lot of people seem lazy because they're depressed. There's something up with her. Something's wrong there.
Well, she's not acting in the way that a wife should, and your needs aren't getting met at all. So that's
I wash my own clothes. I cook dinner when I get home. I sweat them off the house and clean the house. But that's normal stuff you're supposed to do. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I work every day. I go to work. Leave the house 6 o'clock in the morning. Get home at 6, 7 o'clock at night. Go home, cook dinner.
Has it been like that the whole time you've known her? I mean obviously, it seems like it would have been different when you married her.
Year and a half, it's gotten worse. You know, I've been finding her talking to more men, hitting her up at night. But I guess that's the nightlife on Facebook, you know.
Bull
when
crap.
You're bored and you see somebody online, you try to hit them up.
Don't,
you know?
Don't fall for that line of hockey. You tell her that the ship has sailed. Where do you live? Do you live in an apartment, a home? Is it in your name?
A house. No, a house.
In your name.
No, fully set up house. We're set. I mean, there's nothing needed or wanted. I mean, everything is there.
Strike three, she's out. Yeah, I mean, my Lord, before Christmas it was happening, you had to tell her to stop. Before that it was happening, you catch her on Facebook late at night when you're asleep.
I had just gotten her ring back from having it worked on 2 days before Thanksgiving, and nothing even happened from there, and she hadn't had it in 2 months, and I got her ring back for Christmas because she wanted to have it. And I spent a couple grand on Christmas, to mention my family.
Are you happy?
I'm happy with what I do for a living, yeah.
That's
but
it, though.
At home, no. Hell no. I'm not happy finding, no.
Well,
no, ma'am.
You're wasting time because you could be being with someone
old.
That cares about you and treats you well.
Paige would do that for you.
Yeah, she would.
She would.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I mean, obviously, she
doesn't.
I know
Ms. Paige very well.
She doesn't work or do anything for herself, so there's probably a part of you that would feel bad, like, splitting up with her because where is she going to go?
I mean,
what's
I've even tried
do?
Her.
Yeah,
her best friend's a manager at a restaurant, and I even told her best friend, "Can you work her the hours that I work so that she can have work and get out of the house?" You know, and there's just no nothing.
Yeah, if she isn't willing to seek out some kind of help for whatever's going on with her, then yeah. I mean, you shouldn't sacrifice yourself from now on for that.
And she's betraying you. She
yeah.
owes you an apology.
Pack her bags, call her
and
an
when
Uber.
I brought it up to, like, the last time, she came after me with a, well, we won't even go there. But anyway, it gets violent to where I need to get away.
Dude, you're begging us to tell you to divorce your wife. Please, divorce your wife.
Separate.
Divorce her for 1 year.
Well.
Divorce her for a year?
At least
separate
forever.
For a year. Forever, yes.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean.
Yeah.
You, right? You want yeah. somebody to tell you that. And a lot of people going candy coat it and kid glove it. Divorce her.
Yeah, I don't think there isn't any candy coating.
All right.
I really don't think there is. Thank you.
Raise your hand.
Can y'all take my number and check with me?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Don't, do it.
We'll throw you on hold right now, and we'll put that in. I want you to repeat after me. Matt Mann?
Yeah. Matt Mann?
I will. Divorce my wife.
Divorce my wife.
I want to be happy.
Yes, you deserve to be happy.
I want to be happy.
I deserve to be happy.
And deserve to be happy.
Trump.
And deserve to be treated well.
Trump 2020.
I wish you the best.
Trump 2020.
All right. I got your phone number written down. We'll holler at you next week, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, good luck.
Yeah, and also, please talk to a lawyer before you, just so you know how it works.
Well,
I don't know how it works. He had a North Carolina area code. I don't know how it works up there.
You got one life, and to sit around and just take it and take it and take it and just think, well, it'll be better. Somebody needs to set you down and say, it ain't going to get better.
No, it's not.
Out of there.
Yeah.
Out of there.
How does alimony work in North Carolina? In South Carolina, you have to be married for 10 years or else it isn't.
I thought it was 5.
I think it's 10
oh.
in South Carolina.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll do some more calls. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Once a month, the All Advice Show continues.
We launch into a 93-minute rock block right after the Rise Guys Morning Show. Wait a minute. You have to carry a tooth? Wow, that's over an hour and a half of nonstop rock.
Oh, 93.3, the planet.
Rocks.
Ready? This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.